The three Pasifika rugby teams in the Super Rugby competition will be in action across Fiji and Australia this weekend. Fijian Drua women will be fighting to create history by winning their third consecutive Super W title when they battle the Waratahs in Brisbane on Sunday. But before that, Moana Pasifika will be battling Fijian Drua in Lautoka on Saturday. Eliasa Tora has more.
The Fijian Drua women are in Brisbane for their third grand final since 2022. Although they lost to the Waratahs in the round-robin series earlier this year, head coach Moses Roluni says he believes the team that turns up and plays the full 80 minutes will win the final clash.
It was a very heavy loss, and I think the girls have learnt from that. Playing at home, you know, you've got to do the hard work before anything happens. So that day we were way off the mark, and I think they've developed really well. And as I said before, New South Wales has been the benchmark team for the whole competition, and everyone's felt their wrath. So obviously a grand final, a different story. It's whoever turns up. You know, you've got to be on song for the 80 minutes. If you're not, you know, there's no second chances.
While there were concerns that the team missed out on 11 points against the Force because their kickers were off target last weekend, Roluni says he has faith that the circumstances will change this weekend.
I've got all the faith in the world in the kicking. You know, you go through the season, probably had a little bit off day and, you know, cost us 11 points. But that's gone. That game's gone now. We move forward and, you know, I know they've been focusing on the job ahead. And, you know, New South Wales is the next job. So they've been practicing and practicing hard. So I've got all the faith in the world in them.
Meanwhile, both Moana Pasifika and the Fijian Drua will be battling to win Saturday's game and confirm their placings in the top eight. Moana's assistant coach Tom Coventry says they expect nothing less than a tough 80 minutes.
It's a big match for us, considering the table. So both teams are on the same amount of points. We're both 7th and 8th respectively, us being 8th. And the only difference between the two teams is a points differential. So both teams will be gunning for the win. It can help us in our goal to try and achieve, which is making the top 8. It's a big challenge for us, and it'll be a good match.
He says they do not want to be another casualty to the Drua, who have won 3 out of 4 home matches this year.
It'll be tough. I think that'll steel them up. I thought they played well against the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes, obviously, the form team in the competition, but they certainly didn't disgrace themselves, in my opinion. They're a tough team. They're very innovative. They come up with new plays regularly, and at home, they, you know, they've proven they've been really hard to beat. So we're going to try our best to make sure we're not one of their casualties.
Drua head coach Mick Byrne understands the importance of getting a win and stopping Moana from securing a bonus point.
It's a massively important game for us. As I said, we are in the 8, so we've got to keep winning. And then there's bonus points and all that. This is the beauty of this competition we play in. There's bonus points that are part of your success, and there's points differential that gets taken into it as well. So that if you get in front of a team that you're fighting for a finals position, you don't want to let them have a bonus point either. So that makes this game very, very important.
But he understands it will not be an easy walk in the park, as Moana have proven their physicality as a big weapon so far this year.